So I obviously love the fire service and it's much of my passion. And I also enjoy reading, and especially reading topics that have absolutely nothing to do with the fire service. And the interesting thing about reading in other fields and industries that it transcends its own material. So I can often take whatever I'm reading, I turn the root topic or theme back into something fire service related. So in that vein, I've learned a ton. It's made me more informed, and it's challenged typical ways of thinking, and it's just ultimately made me a better firefighter, instructor, and leader. So while much of what I've read has its crossover and it could be its own book, I'm picking out some of the more glaring topics, some of the hallmark things that I've picked up and learned from other industries and how they relate to the fire service. So this first one that I'm going to dig in on is called the sandpile effect theory. Now, this is a quote to kind of set things up. Per Bach is a Danish physicist that set up an experiment in the 1980s. He was demonstrating how self-organizing systems work. He created a pile of sand and let more sand dribble on top of it from above as if from an hourglass. As the pile grew, it reached a certain height and then began to collapse. It didn't get any shorter, but it didn't get any taller either. It just continued in that steady state of collapse. And as M. Mitchell Waldrop describes, no one had to design those collapses into the system. The sandpile effect expresses a tremendous amount about the way all of nature works. Most failures are small ones, such as a broken switch or a burned out light or a busted rubber gasket, the glitches that we dismiss as normal. And they are normal, but they're also the quiet harbingers of the larger collapses that must eventually happen. Large accidents, while rare, are normal, and efforts to prevent them always fail. And that's from Deep Survival by Lawrence Gonzalez. Now, the above reason is why spaceships have exploded, like the Challenger, why people have died in avalanches, and why planes crash. Organizations and regulatory bodies can investigate all they want and explain all the details about why it happened. With that information, we can then harden our efforts to diminish the chances that it will happen again. However, knowing these details won't prevent the next accident. In fact, sometimes safety precautions, they may make it more likely to happen again. So it's called self-organized criticality. Many events in nature are subject to major catastrophic events, just as we find ourselves in the fire service. A lot of them are just random events, but they organize themselves to the point break, and the system itself is just going to let loose. So again, going back to sandpile, think of the beads of sand dropped one on top of another. As the sandpile builds, it's got that conical shape. The mound is growing larger. Or think of it like a kid building a castle on the beach. The system, the castle itself, is subject to its foundation, whether it's solid or not, the material of the sand, how dry or wet, and a multitude of other factors. Some mounds are going to collapse and resettle while they're small. And maybe not as catastrophic in general, but it's still a failure of the system nonetheless. Much like a 4x8 sheet of drywall falling off of a ceiling onto firefighters below, it's a result of building instruction, the fire extent and location, fire suppression activities, and a lot more. There's all these varying inputs that are going into the room. And then when that 4x8 sheet of drywall, it's going to hurt. It could injure you. Probably won't kill you, though. Larger systems, though, are able to sustain themselves for longer, and they build larger, right? So they're seemingly strong and stable, but enough inputs and enough pressure, that system can also fail, and the consequences become even more disastrous the larger the system is. For the mountaineering world, clear days with strong snowpacks on a mountain are still subject to sun and snow and temperature swings, whatever the ice crust looks like, wind, the mountain-based material, and the human input of people crawling all over the mountainside. An avalanche on a mountain with multiple skiers on it is an example. A floor collapse during overhaul operations with multiple companies operating on the interior is another. No one may have seen the inputs or the disaster coming, but therein lies the sandpile effect. Systems in nature and in life will organize themselves when they reach critical states. And there's no safety policy, strategy, preventative measure, or tactic out there that's going to stop it from happening. So the message that I'm trying to put out here, it has multiple layers. First, as well as we can, let's pay attention to the inputs. What seemingly little things are we overlooking? The small rip in a turnout coat, the air cylinder that's at 4,300 instead of 4,650, the bail of the nozzle that's not working properly. Well, these inputs all combine at one point and culminate to something deleterious in a significant fire event. Second, are there resources available to dampen the environments or control these inputs? So what safety practices or policies that are also in place that may actually hamper operations? Is it a policy of not allowing firefighters to make entry until a positive water source is established? That's only going to further delay entry, fire suppression, rescue attempts. Is it putting engine governors on apparatus so they don't drive too fast? So there are policies out there that are done in the name of safety, but what downstream effects will they have on the firefighter and the citizenry, that we are sworn to protect? And lastly, the more complex the system, the harder it is to navigate the environment and control the variables. Efforts made in the name of safety may produce systems or behaviors that actually lend themselves to the criticality, further supporting a future disaster. So technology and training has advanced the safety of the firefighter, no doubt. Deaths in the fire service have remained largely unchanged, though, especially as the number of fires have historically gone down. So adding insult to injury, according to the National Safety Council, civilian fire deaths since 2012 have begun to rise again. Over a decade, it's gone up by like 800 to 1,000, depending on how you look at it, over the course of that decade. For firefighters, in 2022, 35% of deaths were from fire ground activities, but the remaining are during EMS incidents, returning to and from the incident, normal station duties, non-fire emergencies, and also training. So most of our fire deaths are not coming from the routine fire ground bread and butter working fire jobs, right? Now that in and of itself is a whole other deeper conversation, but it does beg the question, how are fires going down? Civilian fire deaths are on the rise, but firefighter deaths have remained relatively unchanged. So there's a whole myriad of reasons that we're kind of parsing out with all these discussions that I'm trying to put out there. But for that catastrophic fire that we faced during an in extremis event, the sand pile effect must remain in the back of our minds during operations. Now, I'm not trying to use scare tactics here. The sand pile effect demonstrates that no matter what the situation is, accidents will and do happen. It's normal, though hopefully infrequent course of nature in any system. The best solution is preparedness, an education of the systems at play, so the fire events, an intimate knowledge of our protective systems in place, so the capability of our gear, our tools, our apparatus, obviously our physical prowess, our human behavior, being able to error trap, remain situationally aware, and a meticulous diligence in our skill set is going to create more space between us and the potential catastrophe. So lastly, be mindful of routine, just routine calls, routine fires, the bread and butter job. Complacency in what we think is a known environment can catch us in a compromising condition because the fire ground is indifferent to your capabilities.